The meeting of the 32 Board of Governors started out quiet enough, but when the agenda turned to the closing of the three university-based academic centers, things became unwieldy.
Please sit down.
The speaker continued to talk in support of the centers until Board Chairman John Fenebres called on security.
Please escort this gentleman out.
One after the other took his place as the packed audience snapped their fingers in support.
This is not the place for you to be talking about this now.
We are the freedom side.
The meeting became so chaotic that the board went into a recess and moved to a smaller room, which upset students and others who came out to support the centers and institutes slated for closure. Only the media was allowed in with board members and other university officials, which angered many.
Are you guys not following parliamentary procedure? So we're not allowed into the public meeting.
We're not allowed to go down this hallway.
The meeting resumed in a separate area and was streamed to the public in what had been the main meeting room. But about 20 protesters stood outside the doors, their loud chants heard clearly as board members continued discussion on the centers. In the end, the board voted to close the Parvati Center, East Carolina Center for Biodiversity, and North Carolina Central's Institute for Civic Engagement and Social Change. NC Central student Deanna Crowell was saddened by the vote.
The Center of Civic Engagement and Social Justice at Central is like a liaison between black youth and just their rights as citizens as far as social justice rights, as far as voting and stuff like that. So we just need to keep that liaison.
The Poverty Center remained the main focus for many other protesters who accused the board of closing it because of its director, Gene Nickel. Elizabeth Brown is a sophomore at UNC Chapel Hill, and Seth Keel is a junior at UNC Charlotte.
It's clearly politically motivated, and the fact that Gene Nickel is the director of the Poverty Center has been speaking out against the Republican-led legislature, has been speaking out against the policies that the Board of Governors does. It's so clear that this is just censorship, so I'm here to protest that.
We have a center that's doing research on poverty, and if they don't think that that's necessary, then their eyes are not open to what's going on in this state. And poverty is growing at a very high rate in this state, and if we don't have research on it, if we're not attacking poverty, then we're not going to solve the problem.
James Holmes chaired the board's working group that recommended the closures.
Our review of that center was no different than any other. The center structure is not required for any activity that's ongoing within that endeavor, period. And that's not just with respect to that one. That's with respect to all three that we identified. So they don't require a center structure. They're singularly disciplined, and all of their work can continue. It just doesn't require this structure, which requires a level of overhead and oversight that's not requisite.
The protesters had the support of UNC Chapel Hill Chancellor Carol Folt. She said efforts are underway to increase the school's focus on poverty and made it clear that she does not agree with the board's decision.
I hoped we could find a different way of going forward. And I think what I want to say is what the faculty and students, I believe, are saying is that they're very fearful that this decision is having a chilling effect on their work and their diverse perspectives on the area of poverty.
Emeritus member Hannah Gage told the board she was concerned about setting a precedent of interference.
We clearly have the power to intervene at any point. The question is knowing when to use them, and historically we have been very judicious about when we use them. We are crossing a new line when we make these recommendations, and I think that it's a line I hope that we don't cross again.
Again, board member James Holmes.
I want everybody to understand that once we're finished, campuses will be responsible for administering their centers and institutes as they are today, just like they were before, with hopefully a more rigorous set of guidelines and standards.
Those guidelines include reviewing campus centers and institutes on a regular basis to ensure they are in compliance with university policies and training directors on those policies. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn in Charlotte.